Cardinal Edward Egan was laid to rest on Tuesday at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan. Mourners, including Governor Andrew Cuomo, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and parishioners, paid their respects to the man who led New York's archdiocese for 9 years. WNYC's Yasmin Khan has more.
It was full Catholic tradition on display. Cardinals, bishops, and hundreds of priests paraded into the church to honor Egan. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Egan's successor as New York's archbishop, led the service. He said Egan didn't like eulogies, but that many in attendance had a story to share, especially about his spiritual leadership following the September 11th attacks.
They could all enthusiastically tell us of his ready ear, his big shoulders, and his hearty, ever-ready help.
Egan's coffin rested at the top of the church nave, draped in a traditional funeral pall. Some modest flower arrangements, red roses and Gerber daisies, were placed nearby. And because he was a classical music lover, the soprano Renee Fleming attended and sang. Among the more than 2,000 at the service was Egan's family, nieces, a nephew, and their own children. Egan's great-nephew, Brian Hayes, called his Uncle Ed an important leader in the family who loved the arts and travel.
To me, he felt like one of those men who would never die, whose mortality I could never imagine. He should have outlived all of us, yet has peacefully been called home.
St. Patrick's is Egan's final resting place. He's now entombed beneath the cathedral's high altar. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.